The Elves and the Shoemaker, through the art style of Vincent van Gogh.
In a little village, there is a narrow street. There lives a shoemaker that I want you to meet. The shoemaker and his wife worked hard every day. But their shoe store was in trouble in every way. The shoemaker said,
"We have no money, and I feel so sad."
The wife said,
"We cannot buy the leather, and that is too bad."
The wife added,
"We have one piece of leather. That is all. This last piece is very small."
"We can make the shoes tomorrow."
The shoemaker said, they cut the leather out. And they went to bed. In the morning, they said to each other,
"What a surprise! Look at the new pair of shoes in a perfect size."
He said,
"How could this happen? It is such a surprise."
The wife said,
"I just can't believe my eyes."
Suddenly, a man came to the store.
This is what I'm looking for,"
he asked.
Do you have any more?"
He was happy with the shoes and the price. He said,
"These are perfect. They are very nice."
They now had money. They bought leather with care. They put leather on the table. It was ready to prepare. They went to bed early. It was still light. They crossed their fingers. They closed their eyes tight. In the morning, they found a pair of brand new shoes.
Oh!
There were two pairs of shoes ready to use. Every night, they left leather behind. When they woke up, new shoes they would find. Everyone in the village came to the store. There were always people standing at the door. One night, they hid to see how it was done. They waited after midnight, almost until one. They stood quietly, not making a sound. No one would notice that they were around. The wife saw the elves and said,
"Oh my, what a sight! It was the elves that were working through the night!"
The shoemaker and his wife were surprised to see. The little elves were as naked as can be. The wife said,
"The elves are working so hard and fast."
The shoemaker added,
"Now we know what happened at last."
They wanted to thank the elves. They decided to do something by themselves. The wife said,
"Let's sew clothes for the little elves. It is so cold, and they need to warm themselves."
The wife made jackets for one and all. The shoemaker made shoes, oh, so small. That night, they put out the clothes they had made. The jackets were also carefully laid. The wife made cookies and cake. She made things she could bake. The elves put on every single thing.
Not naked anymore.
They were so happy, they started to sing.
La, 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 la.
Mm-hmm. From that night on, the elves never came. People kept buying shoes all the same. The shoemaker and his wife were no longer poor. Thanks to the little elves, they didn't have to worry anymore.